Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, chatting with Ed Moya, Senior Market Analyst over at Oanda. Now, Ed, the markets are relatively slow today. Really, the only thing that I'm seeing moving significantly on my radar is copper. Well, base metals are making a strong push higher. I'll be talking about that throughout this week if that trend continues. But the one thing that everyone's looking ahead and really waiting for this week are all these central bank meetings, including the Fed. Looking back to last week, it was interesting to hear from the Bank of Canada and them push some of their guidance. It sounds like a bit more ahead of schedule in terms of tapering and even potentially raising interest rates. Do you think we could see what the Bank of Canada did last week start to trickle into some of this week's central bank meetings, Ed?
I think there's a chance that you could start to see that. There is a raft of central bank decisions this week and also next week. But I think the focus is really going to fall on the market expectations for the Fed. No one expects any changes from the Fed this week. I think they're going to stay the course. The rhetoric from the Fed has been extremely consistent. I think it's going to take a while to prove that there's substantial progress with prices and with the labor market. And right now you're going to see that the Fed is going to not really blink at any major moves in the data. I think that this week we have a policy decision that you're going to probably see that investors are primarily going to focus on the press conference and wait to see if there can be any hints on when that taper could be coming. And when you take a look at what economists are expecting, the consensus is that they're going to begin trimming that $120 billion in monthly asset purchases at some point by the end of the year, which is going to contradict what the Fed is going to say. I think that you pointed out Canada, and I think that Canada's decision to scale down their weekly purchases from $4 billion to $3 trillion Canadian dollar was pretty significant. And I think, the acceleration of that timetable for rate increases is going to be seen across every major central bank that is starting to have a stronger move higher with their inflation readings. And I think when we take a look at the Fed, they believe everything is just going to be transitory with these price pressures. And it'll probably take till the end of the year to really prove that otherwise. So, you're going to see a lot of other central banks react a lot more quicker. This week we have the Central Bank of Hungary. No changes are expected this week. But what I can say is, right now the market is pricing in that they're going to have 20 basis points in central bank tightening with their 1 week deposit rate over the next 3 months. That's significant. I think that you're going to probably see that they're just going to stand by the script of these inflation spikes. They're going to be met with the tightening of liquidity, and I think you're going to see that once you start to see more central banks turning hawkish here, that's really going to kind of translate into a weaker dollar. We have the Riksbank that's also meeting. I think, the belief is that they're gonna pretty much keep everything steady. They've had a very difficult time with COVID, so they're probably gonna be more on the standing pat. But when we take a look at some of the other central banks, Bank of Japan, they're gonna stand pat. But they're currently having a tough situation with their new state of emergency. That's really going to kind of mix that short-term outlook. But I think you're going to see that investors are going to see that you're either a central bank that's going to be doing no radical changes, or you're getting a lot closer to tightening. Next week on the 6th, we have the Czech Central Bank. They're likely going to be hiking. I think the central bank governor noted that the hiking debate could start in August. So there's going to be lots of clues that are going to have this you know, get priced in well in advance. And I think that's going to really complicate the dollar trade. So you're going to probably see that, you know, currencies like the Czech Corona or the Hungarian forint might start to really get some momentum here against the dollar following their respective beatings. I think that you're going to probably see that this is going to be a very fascinating development, because in everyone's economic recovery, you know, no one really wants a strong currency. So once these moves become exaggerated, it'll be interesting to see exactly how that plays into these central bank strategies. But for the most part, I think, yeah, this is a huge week for central banks. You know, the Fed is likely to remain non-committal here, and as far as, you know, signaling when they're going to be ready to make those discussions on tapering their asset purchases. But I think, and I've been saying this since pretty much the beginning of the year, that I really think that you're going to probably have Jackson Hole be the key event where the Fed will gather. I think they will be in person. I think that's still up for debate by policymakers, and that they're going to have to signal that they're going to have to make a move in those asset purchases, and the market is likely to price that well in advance before the Fed telegraphs anything. And that's, you know, I think will probably provide I'm in the camp where you're probably going to see the Treasury yields be a lot higher than where we are. I'm not in that camp where, you know, targeting that 10-year to drop to 1%. I think we're just going to have too strong of an economy, and I think those inflationary pressures are going to be not transitory. I think they're going to stick around for quite some time, and so I think you're going to see a lot of investors start to possibly price that in.
Okay, so in summary, you see that central banks will start making that move to at least tighten monetary policy a little bit, and you see that impacting the dollar, it sounds like, also driving yields higher. How does that carry over into the equity markets? Any raise in rates or at least change in direction by the central banks, is that going to lead to direct weakness in the markets?
There's a couple things that will impact that, you know, possibly just as much. And I think, you know, this week too, we also get to hear President Biden speak to Congress in the joint session, and we're going to learn more about the taxes. We're going to learn exactly where Republicans stand on that, and the tax implications are what can, I think, really drive the market sentiment. With big tech especially, so I think that you have a big uncertainty as far as how that is going to move forward with, but in the end, I think, you know, the market should be able to withstand I think the initial reduction in asset purchases. I think that there's still a lot of stimulus getting pumped into this economy. I think when we have infrastructure spending done, that's still going to, you know, possibly provide another 5% at least, I think, for U.S. stocks. And I think that can coincide even despite a taper tantrum. Obviously, you know, I think there'll be a knee-jerk sell-off, on when that is starting to really take hold. But in the end, I think that you're probably still you can make a strong case for U.S. stocks to finish much higher. I think the market is mostly optimistic, and I think, you know, one of the big concerns was that tech was not going to be able to really survive this environment, survive the cyclical rotation, and I think they're doing just fine. I think, like, for instance, like today's news that Apple is raising their U.S. investment target over the next 5 years. That was a big story, increasing that goal from $350 billion to $430. I think that it is providing a lot of excitement for these mega cap tech companies that I think you're going to see investors still, for the most part this week, price in mostly strong earnings beats and optimistic outlooks. So I think it's still it's still a good area to be in. Eventually, I think, you know, Europe's recovery potential will dominate, and you'll probably see the European indices outperform the U.S. But like right now, it just seems that, you know, U.S. is still where you want to be. And I think, you know, I probably have a different position if we didn't see the COVID situation be so disheartening over in Asia, specifically in India. I think that is really providing a permanent, I think, drag on the global economic recovery. I don't think you're going to see you know, much of a return to normal for large parts of Europe, and until that becomes a little bit more optimistic, I think you're going to see U.S. growth exceptionalism continue.
Okay, and it still continues to sound like, too, just a lot of optimism in the market. Sentiment is still high, and even a small rate hike, and that's something that we do need to also consider, is that any change in position from central banks will be a slow move in the other direction. But yeah, we'll see how all these central banks play out this week, Ed, and we'll follow up next week. So hey, Ed, I appreciate the update. We'll chat next week on the back of all the central bank news. Thanks for your time today, Ed.
Thank you.